Okay, good evening, all. We are up to Mitzvah Beis, the Mitzvah of Bris Milah. So says the Sefer HaChinuch as follows, Lech Lecha Yishba Mitzvah Saseh Achas. In the parsha of Lech Lecha, right, we did Bereishis yesterday, and Noach doesn't have any mitzvahs. So Lech Lecha Yishba Mitzvah Saseh Achas. In the parsha of Lech Lecha, there is one Mitzvah Saseh, one Torah obligation, Vehi Mitzvah Smila, and that is the commandment to do a Bris Milah. Shenemar, as it says, Zos Brisi Asher Tishmeru Beini Ubeinichem Ubein Zarecha Acharecha. Right, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu that there will be some sort of a covenant, there will be a bris between me and you and all of your offspring that come after you. And what is that? Himul Lachem Kozachar, that you should have a circumcision. Every single man from the Jewish people should have a circumcision. But says the Chinuch v'nichpala b'seder isha kitazriya, right? This mitzvah is repeated, right? We just had it. It was repeated. In Parshas Tazria, the Chesiv, as it says, "V'yom Hashmini yimol basar laso." On the eighth day, you have to take a bris mila for every man. V'harbei mitzvos, and says the Chinuch teaching lesson over here, there are plenty of mitzvos that we have in the Torah. Kimochi nichplu b'makomos harbei b'Torah. We have plenty of mitzvos in the Torah that are repeated multiple times, twice, some even maybe even more than that. V'chulan letzorech, and every single mitzvah is repeated multiple times for a specific purpose. Kimoshe pershum chachamim zirchon lebracha, as the chachamim have explained. Regarding every single mitzvah in particular, right, we have with regards to Bris Milah, so the Chazal say the reason why Bris Milah is repeated in Parshas Tazria is because we know that you give the boy a Bris Milah in a regular case on the eighth day, but let's say that eighth day happens on Shabbos, right? We know we can't cause any sort of wounding on Shabbos, so can we do it on Shabbos? So you would think, oh, for sure. Well, the reason why we know for sure is because of this specific repetition in the Torah. Chazal say the fact that we repeat it in Parshas Tazria shows us that even if it would happen, even if the eighth day of the boy's life comes on Shabbos, so you are allowed to do the Bris Milah on Shabbos. That's what Chazal teaches for, that's the meaning of the second repetition over here of Bris Milah. If inyan mitzvah zohu, right, the description of how to do this mitzvah, what is it? Shechuschin ha'arla ha'mechapa rosh ha'gvias, we're going to explain it in a simple way as possible, but again, I personally have never done a Bris Milah. I don't know if I personally have the stomach to do it, but we'll explain it based on how he explains it. So what do? So you cut the foreskin, you cut the orla, that covers the top of the member, is the word that he uses. Uforin krum rach shalamata mimen. And what do? There's some sort of soft membrane that is underneath that, so you peel back that soft membrane that is underneath it. Kadesh Tiskale Rosha Atara Shaboso Iver. So you'll notice that he uses a very sort of discreet language, and that's the same language that we'll use, but again, use your imagination. So he says, you pull this back so that you can reveal the head of what we call the Atara, which is the crown, which again, use your imagination, if in case you're not familiar with the term, what he is talking about. Shaboso Iver, you do this to reveal the Atara of the crown of this individual boy's member. Ki Adua Alamavinim. Shetashlum tsuras adam. Why are we doing this? Because it's known to those who have a general understanding of kind of how the world works, so maybe some more mystical concepts. Shetashlum tsuras adam, that the completeness of an individual man, behasir mimenu osa arla shehito sevesbo, comes only at this point on the eighth day of a boy's life, when you remove the foreskin, which is essentially extra for this boy, you remove that from the boy, and then he becomes a complete form only at that point. Says the Chinuch, what are some of the deeper understandings, the deeper concepts behind this mitzvah? Misharshei mitzvah zo, the underlying, the shorashei ha-mitzvah, the underlying purposes of this mitzvah. L'fi sheratza Hashem yisparach l'kboa, that Hashem wants to establish for us, be'am asher hivdil lios nikra al shemo, right, in the nation that Hashem, God, sort of calls by his name, os kavua begufam, he wants to set up a specific symbol, a specific sign that shows shows that we are his chosen nation, l'havdilam et mishar ha'amim b'tzuras gufam, in order to make us different, to set us aside from all of the other non-Jewish bodies in the world. Kemosh ha'amim muvdalim et mehem b'tzuras nafshosam, just like we are separate in our souls, right, we have separate kind of souls, so therefore, he also wants to give us a physical difference as well. Asher motzam umuvam einenu shaveh, such that all of our actions, right, literally our comings and our goings, but all the actions that we do are different than the other nations. So too, we had this separate physical attribute. B'nikbaha avdel begulas hazahav. Hashem establishes this separation, this difference for us. Begulas hazahav, which means like a gold, for the golden spring. Again, the golden spring is another way of saying the male member. The fishahu siba the kiyum hamin. The reason why, another reason why, is because this specific member, this male organ, is responsible for the perpetuation of mankind. You could only do it with using this organ. So aside from sort of saying that this is going to be a completion of the body, as we said, a separate reason is just to sort of fix a sign on this male member to show that we are different than all the other nations of the world. The Am HaNibchar, regarding the fact that we are the Am HaNibchar, the chosen people, Chafetz Hashem Yisparach Lehashlim Tichuna. So Hashem, Chafetz Hashem Yisparach Lehashlim Tichuna. So Ratzal Diosa Hashlama Ayidei HaAdam. Right, Hashem wants the Am HaNibchar to be perfect. So He wants this perfection of man to be achieved on the one hand through man's work himself, right? Below b'ra'o shalim mibeten, right? That mankind was not created perfect from once we came out of our mother's womb. That we're not perfect in our original creation. L'ramozei lav, sort of to show God, sort of God's way of showing to us, ki kashir tashlim suras gufo al yado, that we have to complete our own bodies by ourselves. Kim biyado lashlim suras nafsho. So too, just like we have to complete our own bodies by doing the process of a bris milah, so too we have to complete ourselves, perfect our souls, right? The more spiritual parts of ourselves, behechsher b'hula. So by doing actions, by refining our deeds, just like we have to do this physical completion of ourselves, so too we also have to do a spiritual completion of ourselves by continuing to improve in our shmiras mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with mitzvah this mitzvah.